This is the opening market report, and we continue now with a look at the markets with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jim.
Things seem to be mostly up at this point, although they were down at the end of the day yesterday.
Yeah, they sure were down at the end of the day yesterday. We're seeing just a very modest bounce here in the corn. This morning's up a penny and a half to down a penny in some of the par deferred months. Export bookings came in, Jim, just at 14.4 million bushel old crop, 15.5 million on new crop. I consider that those are keeping us right on pace to meet USDA's objectives for the year. Routine buyers, however, Japan, Colombia, nobody big. China did come in and buy some milo on the weekly report, and that was well discussed. Funds have been net sellers on the week. Probably see a little short covering. Tomorrow is first notice day on the August beans. So I think we need to be aware that the bean market could be supportive to corn. On the bean side of things, we see really red-hot basis, particularly in the eastern Corn Belt, some 90 over August bids out there, some places that went to the November up in the $1.25, $1.30 over the board. That might be able to pay to bring in beans from some of the areas that have beans in Iowa, Minnesota, something along that line. USDA did report 140,000 metric tons of 15-16 crop being sold to unknown destinations. Most people feel that that's China. Funds are buying the meal. That's been a very supportive feature here. The bean oil is up this morning, and bean meal both. Beans themselves up anywhere 13 cents in the old crop. Huge, huge premium August over the November beans. The widest spread there since last December. November beans up about 6 cents. The wheat's really struggling today. Continue to see the spring wheat crop improve. Watch the cattle. Looks like we may have put a low in that's a significant bottom. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.